Good morning, everyone. Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting will now come to order. Anyone has any cell phones or any other audible devices, if you'd silence them now as not to disrupt the meeting, we'd appreciate it. If you'd stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, next up is item number 3, discussion of possible action and approval of the agenda for August the 20th, 2019. Mr. Osborne, do we have any changes to make to this agenda?
Just one change, if the board so feels. We have an applicant here waiting for a planning commission appointment. Instead of her waiting for the entire meeting, I would ask that we move item number 22. This is consideration of the appointment of a planning commissioner to fill the vacancy in Mark Twain. Move item number 22 immediately after number 7.
Very good. Is there public comment regarding today's agenda? Hearing none, I get a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
I'll second your motion. Moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 4. This is discussion of possible action. Approval of the minutes for July the 2nd, 2019. Is there public comment regarding those minutes? Hearing none, I can get a motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve the minutes for the July 2nd, 2019 meeting.
Second your motion. Moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 5. That's today's consent agenda. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Hearing none, I get a motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda for the August 20th meeting.
I'll second your motion. Moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 6. This is discussion only. This is committee and staff reports. We'll go ahead and we won't take any public comment on this. We'll start on the right side of the building with Sheriff Antonoro.
Nothing at this time.
Thanks, Gary. Next to him, Mr. Northan from Operations at Public Works.
Good morning, Commissioners. Mike Northan, Operations and Projects Coordinator. I have 4 items for you today. We'll start off the Justice Center at the Vibe Complex. The notice to proceed has been sent to the design team, effective as of yesterday. This will start their 45-day design window. I predict we'll probably see a reasonable request for an extension at some point once it's moving along pretty quickly. Locks have been installed, building is secure. Keys have been transferred to the county. We're in full control of that. And just wanted to point out everything in this project is now geared toward moving the project forward in a responsibly expedited manner. So we anticipate moving right along with this project. And I should also add there's going to be meetings over this next few days with some stakeholders, meaning the tenant departments are going to be going to start dealing with their internal spaces within that design. Item 2, the bids for fuel delivery are complete. You're going to see this as an agenda item on September 3rd's meeting. Just to let you know, there were 3 bids received for gas and diesel delivery. There is an apparent low bidder. Looks like we might want to split the award, as one of the companies had a better price for Lockwood and TRI, and another company had better prices for BC and the Highlands locations. There was only a single bid for propane. That was Ferrellgas, it's our current supplier. I inquired as to why some of these companies didn't go after this bid, and I was told uniformly that tank replacement was a big factor. It's a gigantic cost for them to come up and pull the tanks, or well, put new tanks in. Even though the county does not pay rent on those tanks, we don't own them, so those would have to be all changed out. There was a substantial increase in the cost of propane, about 19 cents per gallon over the BPM posted price to 32 cents per gallon over the BPM posted price. And there was an additional change in that there's a $60 annual tank rental fee to Story County employees and residents. And the employee rate stayed the same at 50 cents per gallon over the BPN, and the resident rate actually fell from 75 cents over to 60 cents over the BPN rate per gallon. So again, you'll have more details on that. If anybody has any interest, you can meet with me. I'll have to go over the results. Item number three, the water damage at the BCTC. We did obtain a proposed scope of work from Belfour. The first scope of work involves completely abating the sort of wood wing scope that's on the south wall. I also solicited from them a second scope of work that would involve lead paint. There was lead paint discovered on that wing scope. They were just going to scrap it in their first proposal, so I had them generate a second proposal that would show an alternate for where we could basically build a negative pressure containment space and abate the lead paint on site and not have to destroy that wood. But we have basically gone to SHPO for guidance on that, and we're awaiting their response. We anticipate a response this week. So we'll be able to move forward based on their recommendations. Last item is the Sharon House steps. We did obtain approval from CHD. We're in the process of talking to the property owners there, coordinating with the owners of the two buildings that front the south edge of Taylor Street. Our engineer, Mr. Ferrari, is refining the construction documents, early construction cost estimates, basically to determine the relevant ARS requirements and as to advertising, prevailing wages, and that sort of thing. Following that determination, we'll proceed accordingly. One thing I should add, too, on the Justice Center, we did apply for and receive a demolition permit, which will allow Story County Forces to get into that space and start removing some of the non-starter conditions and, again, for that project. So that's all I have.
Great. Questions. Any questions for Mike? Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Okay. Over at the Planning Department, Ms. Canfield.
Nothing today, thank you.
All things water and wastewater, Mike Nevin.
I'll be brief today.
I'll hold my breath.
Regarding Hillside Tank, we did receive the 30% design drawings. We met with Far West staff. They had several questions regarding basically placement of tanks to avoid some huge retaining walls on the west side. We think we have everything worked out. Myself, Jason, Sherry met yesterday with them, and we're moving forward, so we've answered all their questions and concerns, and next step, the 60% design. We will appear before Comstock Historic District Commission once we get the site plan complete as far as color of the tanks and that sort of thing. They do have to approve that, and then we'll look at that stuff, so that'll be the next step. Regarding Gold Hill Sewer, a couple of things on the agenda later, but we're awaiting still the boundary line adjustment map for the property swaps down there between the Story County and the Dufresne. So we hope we'll receive that this week. In fact, I'm going to call as soon as I leave here and see when we can expect to receive it. That's all I have right now.
That's great. Any questions for Mike? Thanks, Mike. All right. Director of Emergency Management, Joe Curtis.
Nothing today, sir.
Director of Public Works, Jason Wierzbeski.
Nothing today.
All right. Sherry, well, there she is, are there?
Nothing
community relations? Did they share? Story County Senior Center, Stacy Yard.
Nothing today.
What's Jen's title?
Oh.
She's Administrative Officer, HR Director.
All right. Administrative Officer, HR Director. Ms. Abbott?
Nothing today, thank you.
Okay. For the Fire Department, Chief Nevin.
Good morning. For the record, Jeff Niven. Just a couple quick items. I attended Senator Cortez Masto's Wildland Fire Summit yesterday at Trick Minnows Community College. Interesting. There was a lot more questions raised than answers given, but I think it was a good start. So we look forward to seeing what comes out of that in the future for all parties involved, grazing, fire prevention, as well as fire suppression. So we'll keep you posted on that. Pleased to announce that we applied for and received a grant from the Firehouse Subs Foundation in the amount of $42,000. To replace some extrication equipment, some stabilizing jacks for vehicle accidents, and to convert some of our tools over to electric. So we look forward to the delivery of that equipment here in the near future, and we'll have a press release jointly with the foundation as well. Finally, our seasonals are out doing their courtesy residential inspections in the Highlands, Mark Twain, and Painted Rock areas, so they'll be out doing that. We strive for 100% in Mark Twain and Painted Rock, and approximately 50% in the Highlands, just due to the mass amount of homes that are out there and the limited staff. So this year is 50%, next year is the other half of that, and then we start over in the third year. Finally, just want to remind everybody, the weather is continuing to stay warm. It's hot and dry, so I would remind people to be extra vigilant when they're outdoor activities. So I have a few questions.
Great. Jeff? Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, it's the comptroller's office, Mr. Gallagher.
That was an old age grant. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hugh Gallagher, Story County Comptroller. In tagging off to Mike's comments, we're meeting with the state revolving fund people because there's going to be funds that the state is going to provide for the septic system. However, it doesn't come without a lot of documentation and a lot of proactive things on our part that we have to do to satisfy that. We're going to meet with them tomorrow morning. And on the lighter side, National Night Out, I believe that you gentlemen were down in Lockwood. They had one hell of a turnout here in Virginia City. It was a ball. Stacy and Sherry should be commended. They raised about $1,000 in raffle prizes and whatever. Everybody had a great time. It was well attended. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gallagher. All righty. Chief Deputy District Attorney, Mr. Loomis.
Chief Loomis, District Attorney's Office. The last week, Chairman McBride and myself went to the settlement conference with International Investments and the Perry Trust regarding the disposition of the Old Bridge Ranch block. There was a tentative agreement reached in which the International Investments is going to pay the county about $42,000 in past due taxes. There's going to be a write-off of the penalties and interest, and a portion of the principal based on current plus 3 years back. The Perry Trusts are going to give their interest in the property to International Investments, and International Investments is going to destroy the nuisance on the property, which is constitutes the Old Bridge Ranch brothel. That is going to be brought to the board for approval.
Thank you, Steve. Just unplug it, plug it back in again, maybe.
Is it red now?
No.
For a minute and I can reboot.
You want to reboot? Okay. We're going to take about a 5-minute recess.